also the notion of the ACA, part of the notion of the ACA, was to offer health insurance options to individuals who might not have an employer offering something, insurance through their employer. And there was a notion underlying it of these health exchanges where people could go and look at various options and find one that might suit their needs better than others. What I understand has happened is that those options have basically dried up within Alabama as some of the insurance companies that had offered it are leaving the market or have left the market. And in essence, there'll only be one choice, and that is Blue Cross. So the notion of choice and competition to try and improve the market has gone away in Alabama.
Even with the troubles with the exchanges, though, I know Alabama has benefited fairly significantly from the ACA. Tell me about some of those highlights, especially for individuals.
So altogether, there were well over a quarter of a million people who gained coverage in Alabama, and most of these were not the indigent. Most of them were working individuals who did not have coverage through their employer. Clearly, we insured more people and got them coverage in Alabama. We eliminated the pre-existing condition exclusion and the lifetime cap on benefits so that many people who were not insurable before or whose insurance ran out because of a serious illness like cancer, for example, were now protected and continued to be insured. There were tremendous extensions in coverage for recommended preventive services, screenings, and so forth. We know in the United States that we miss at least half of the preventive opportunities, and prevention is a much more cost-effective way to improve health of the population than only responding to existing disease and crises. And the research on the Affordable Care Act has begun to show that with the coverage afforded through it, people were more likely to see their doctor, not delay care, get the treatment that they needed for chronic disease, and to self-report improved health. Those are all important benefits at an individual level.
So what happens then to the people who have benefited if the ACA is dismantled without a replacement ready to put in place?
No one can predict with precision what a repeal of the Affordable Care Act would mean to Alabama, but let's hypothetically look at what were to happen should it go away with no plan in place. It's been projected that something between 250,000 and 350,000 residents of Alabama could lose their coverage, and that almost a million non-elderly adults, that is, adults who are not on Medicare, which is guaranteed, could have what are called declinable pre-existing conditions. So if you have a chronic disease and we lose that that protection that's in place right now of being insurable, even with a pre-existing condition, you would no longer have insurance. That's a million people.
I know we're just scratching the surface of the potential impact of a repeal, but we are running a little short on time. So what would you say to those who believe that this sort of shakeup is necessary to fix a system that they see as failing overall?
I don't think there's any argument that there are opportunities to improve many aspects of the Affordable Care Act. And while not all change is improvement, there can be no improvement without change. My request for us as a society and as a state and as a country is to think through this in a rational way, to look at the benefits that have come and to explore the opportunities for improvement, but not throw the baby out with bathwater. Otherwise, there will be consequences, and the consequences will not be good for individuals nor for the state.